Gospel Contemplation for the Fifth Sunday of Lent. Music is The Chorus Ceases by Chad Crouch under a Creative Commons license. The scripture is from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John from the New American Bible and is the shortened form for this Sunday. If you are unfamiliar with Gospel Contemplation, please read the introduction on the Contemplation webpage before continuing. There will be several periods when I'm not speaking so that you can continue the scene in your own imagination. There are a few movements in this contemplation, from conversation with Martha, to Jesus' own tears, to the scene at the tomb. If at any point your imagination comes to life in such a way that God invites you to stay with a particular moment, follow the invitation that you sense, rather than move on to where the spoken meditation is going. In that case, you might want to stop this audio and continue on your own. At the end of this contemplation, I will invite you to have a conversation with someone in the scene and finish when you are ready. Don't forget to take some time to review your prayer afterwards. There are suggestions for that on the contemplation webpage. I invite you to take a moment to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for whatever you need at this time during this prayer period. If you can't think of anything, ask that Jesus bring you to deeper faith in Him. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the greater glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whenever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who's coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done the same thing so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, this illness is not to end in death, but is for the greater, for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said to him, sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. Begin to imagine this gospel scene. At the point when Jesus arrives in Judea, on the road outside the village where his friends Martha and Mary live, construct the scene in your imagination. What does the area look like? Is the road made of dirt, or do you see a more modern scene? Is it shaded with trees or open to full sun? What kind of day is it? Take a moment to really see and appreciate your surroundings. How does Jesus appear as he approaches the village? Who is with him? Do you see Martha approaching from the village? Place yourself in the scene. Perhaps you are among Jesus' companions, or maybe you are Martha herself. Where are you in this scene? Martha draws near. How does she and Jesus greet each other? Pay attention as Martha says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." How do Martha and Jesus react to one another? As they continue their conversation with Jesus' statement that he is the resurrection and the life, and Martha's statement of belief in him, how do you feel during this exchange? Jesus is troubled by the grief of his friends and asks to see Lazarus' tomb. He himself begins to weep. Stay with him in this moment of grief. Let the moment unfold naturally. Thank you. When he is ready, Jesus goes to the tomb. You are there as he commands the stone to be rolled away, despite the warnings of the stench. Listen as Jesus thanks God and assures the crowd that they may believe that he is from God. Jesus calls, "Lazarus, come out." And you see the dead man emerge. How does the crowd react? How do you react? Take a few moments to talk with someone in this scene. It could be Jesus or Martha or Lazarus or one of the disciples. Tell them about your experience just now and how you feel. And listen for their response. And when you are ready, close with your favorite prayer.